K103.7 FM, 18 after 2 with Jake Lawrence in studio with me, Susie Dello, and hanging around for a minute, and the amazing Mr. Shane Murphy. Good afternoon, Shane.
Hola, how's everybody doing?
Good, good. Great to have you come by. We've been back and forth for over a week or so.
Yeah, I had to stick around.
And Susie had to stick around. Shane's biggest fan. There you go.
One of the biggest fans. It makes my day to know that he walked in the studio.
And he brought his
lovely
guitar.
To be here.
Yeah.
At the behest of Mr. Lawrence, I brought the
guitar.
I brought the old git box. Oh. So how's everybody doing?
Very well.
Excited
very well.
About winter?
No. Well, Jake's ahead
I've
of the game.
I've got my jacket and my
and your hat.
The listeners can't see us in Radioland, but yeah. I'm
all cuddled up there.
I'm not adjusting well.
Jake's ahead of the game. He already has his winter tires on his car.
That's right.
Really, you did, eh?
Yeah, I painted a little snowflakes on him so in case the police pull over. There it is.
Smart man.
That's what they look for, eh? A little snowflake on your tire.
Really?
To prove that it's a winter tire.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I'm going to get a knife. I'm going to carve some snowflakes.
So what have you been up to lately, Shane? We're going to get into what you're going to be doing, but what have you been up to in the last since we last met?
What was that? It was
this summer. It's past summer.
Yeah.
And you were going to be doing the show out of St. Zutik, the blues show out there.
Yeah.
Put on by Pete.
Yeah. That was a very interesting set of events.
Yeah.
I got it's funny that you should ask. I would like to say that Pete at Smoke Meat Pete's is a hell of a guy, because there was a mishap with the booking, and I got double booked Jazz Fest and Smoke Meat Pete's ended up doing the live show,
right?
The outdoor show, the Jazz Fest. Jumped in the van, got caught in construction. I was the headliner at Smoke Meat Pete's first annual blues festival.
And you had to go all the way up to St. Zutik on top of that.
And got stuck and never made it out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So it's very serendipitous that you have such a good memory, but these things happen. And it was actually the first time in my life that I haven't thought about that since the summertime. Anyway, it happens, you know.
Yeah.
Jake. Anyway, so as anybody knows, there's some construction issues going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was one of the most embarrassing moments in my life as an entertainer getting there. And finally showed up at the site, and they were in the process of tearing down the stage. We had been in contact, and I had just gotten there at the end, and ended up talking to Pete and his wife, and ended up doing two shows at Smoke Meat Pete's.
Oh, okay.
And so I apologized profusely, and Pete's like, "Well, just come play at my spot." And I said, "All right, man."
That's done deal. Great.
And we did that, and I'm looking forward to go back. So but that's funny.
Sorry about that.
No,
right?
No, it's okay.
Jake does that.
So how did the festival go? Well, from what I heard, it was pretty good. I heard it was like,
Well, last time you were here as well, I forgot. I would have dragged Corey, a Dibo down.
I called him.
Call Corey.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So you call my man Corey.
Yeah. Because you guys jammed in here the last time.
We jammed, yeah. And Corey's a man of many talents. And,
absolutely.
And one of them being one of my favorite guitar players and just a monster on the instrument, as I'm sure everybody around these parts know.
Yeah.
And Canada. He's also a master luthier, in my opinion. And he's helping me build my dream guitar.
Oh, you guys are building one.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I like assembling from parts, but
there's
routing and stuff there.
Oh, it's so a lot of work.
I've been out to the Diabo residence, and he showed me a lot of tools that I have not made heads or tails of. And he's like, "Well, we have to route this out and put this wire in because of the grounding and all stuff." And I just smile and nod.
Yeah.
Say, "Okay, Corey, sounds like a good idea." And so it might be ready any week, and it's been like any day now, he said. And that's been something that I've been working on for this dream guitar together for
you're
like,
going to I'm gonna have
I
Corey.
Bought the body I bought okay. the body
What's the body shape?
The body is what's the body shape?
Yeah, yeah.
Jazzmaster.
Oh, okay.
I don't have one of those.
Yeah. Anyways, You're talking about hollow body then?
No. Oh, Jazzmaster's like a Fender Jazzmaster. Okay. Yeah. I bought the body like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And have been like assembling the pieces. So
right.
Yeah. A little guitar geek talk for any of the guitar players.
Oh, no, I love it because I'm going to wait till you're gone, talk to Corey, and I said, when it's finished, sneak it here first so we can see it.
Oh, yeah. We'll see it before you get a chance.
Paint a little snowflake on the back. I'll show you there.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, I've had him work on... not my guitars, but my son's guitars and friends. I brought him like three guitars, and he comes back. It's like brand new.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fantastic. Like, wow, he does amazing work on the guitars. Yeah. Coming up in the next few weeks on November 25th, it's going to be the last Wealth of 40th anniversary. Yep. You're participating in this.
I am participating.
Somebody from Arcade Fire, yeah, and there's quite a bit
Kingsbury
of bands.
Yeah. Matt Mays.
Right.
Mac McKenzie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mac brought his band into the studio this summer.
So, yeah, I've known
Mac. You've known him for a while.
I've known him for about 25 years.
Mac and 3 O'Clock Train,
One of my first big shows I did, I tell the story often because it's quite embarrassing as well.
Jake will do that.
Playing bass in my cousin's band.
Yeah, yeah.
My cousin who gave me my first guitar lessons, Emmett Michael Murphy, who's since passed on. But anyways, he was dear friends with Mac. They met at Station 10.
And right. Oh, boy. Opened.
So when the train came back, it was like 1995 or 96.
Was Stuart with them at the time as well?
Yeah, it was the full train. And so we're playing Club Soda, and I was playing bass. Uh-huh. My cousin's band, and I was this like the first big rock show, you know, Club Soda, and it was really like a thing, you know, like a club with monitors and sound check and the whole bit. And Mac comes up to me right before I'm about to go on stage, and I'm like, I'm crapping in my pants, like I'm freaking out, like it's a packed house. The train, I think they had been on a cross Canada tour, and they were coming back. So Mac comes up to me, and he, you know, I'm like the little cousin, right? So he comes up, he looks at me, he looks me up and down. He goes, "Are you wearing that tonight?" And this is like 2 minutes. Like we're about to go on to open for him. You know,
were you proud of what you were wearing too?
I selected my cool rock and roll jeans and my best black T-shirt. And he just looked me up and down. And he goes, "Are you wearing that tonight?" I'm like, I look down, I look up, I go, "Yeah, why?" He goes, "Oh, never mind," and just walks off, like completely psychs me.
Does right
like the
out.
Old, the, yeah. Oh, yeah, right out. And I'm like standing on stage looking down at my pants and trying to look at my T-shirt if it was cool enough. And he got a good giggle out of that. And we still do.
Mind game. Oh,
yeah, remember that? Yeah.
He was just mind messing game, with
Mac,
you.
The Mac attack, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's on the bill. Who else? A great up-and-coming band.
Black Hand Rodeo Kings?
Yeah.
Tom Wilson.
From Tom Wilson. He's going to do his... we'll be doing stuff with Rob Lutz, John Jacob Magistri, which is a great band. Chris Vellon, great
Chris Vellon, yes, yeah, that's great, right,
singer songwriter. So it's it's gonna be a cool concert. If anybody's a fan of the band,
which are one of the most influential bands.
Period. Yeah.
Period. Yeah.
And Robbie Robertson's from Six Nations.
And there you go.
And he's got
his
book coming
out.
His
mom, I think.
Yeah. And
he'll be in Montreal also for that.
He's doing it a week before.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
really?
We missed him by 7 days.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, it's going to be a fantastic show. If anybody is, you know, a music buff and a movie buff, they haven't checked out The Last Waltz, so you should do yourself a favor, check it out.
It still holds up today.
I think it's one of the, you know, if not the greatest, I guess, music, what would you call it? A music film? A
music concert documentary? Concert documentary?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Martin Scorsese, and you can see that it's, you know, the 70s, and it's uncut, and people are partying, and you can see that some people have partied a little bit more than other people on stage.
Now, there was no way you guys could get Ronnie Hawkins down?
I think from what I understand that he's getting on in years, and he's not really able to travel. I don't think that's something in... but I know that Mitch, who's producing the show, had inquired, but it's not really in the cards, unfortunately. I think Ronnie's like 81 or 82.
Okay,
he's really up there, so it's he's not really in a traveling mode. which happens, you know.
Yeah, and the influence that man has had on North American music, a lot of people don't realize how important he is.
Well, I mean, if you watch the film, you can see when they talk about, you know, all the hard one-nighters that they did with
the Hawk.
Ronnie, and you know how he was, a hardcore band leader and a hard driving rhythm and blues band, and you know they wanted to be the baddest band in the land, and that whole, I mean, they're a pillar of Americana and American music.
So. Have you had the privilege of meeting Ronnie Hawkins?
I have not
to date,
not yet. No.
Hopefully. So why don't you play us a song that you're going to be playing for The Last Waltz.
All right.
Shane Murphy on K103.
You hear me all right?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
When I was a young boy, about the age of 5, kissed something in my pocket, kept a lot of folks alive. But now I'm a man. I made 21. I made a move, baby. We can have lots of fun. Red represent Maine. I spell M. H. L. N. All you little girls sitting out that line. Make love to your baby in 3 hours' time. I said, I think I'll go down to Ganawage soon. Bring back my second cousin Jake. I'm gonna see Susie Dillaron too, you know. That represent Maine. I spell M. H-I-L-N. No B. Whoa. You know I got that smokestack lining for you, baby. I got that smokestack lining for you, baby. That represent Maine. Yeah. And I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna say who did that song, and I'm not gonna say who sang it at The Last Waltz. So that's for all you concert goers to come get a ticket and check it out.
Oh no, that was great.
Thank you.
Right. I'm going to make a point to be there, believe me. You know that. Okay. You know that. Cool. I'm always there. I'm always at all the shows as much as I can. Maybe about 12 times I've seen you. Yeah. I think one of the first times I saw you were here in Ganawage opening up for Loverboy.
Oh, yes.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
When was that?
5 years? Maybe about 6 years
ago. Was that the outdoor?
Yeah, just down the road, outdoor.
And Maddie's, I've done some, some of the biggest shows, I guess, for my... that you put on your resume as an artist. I opened for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They were there also, right?
Loverboy.
Dwight Yoakam, did you?
No, that wasn't me. Okay. I think that was Hellbound Hepcats thing.
Oh, yes, okay.
My pals and cats, Yeah, so those are two pretty, when I got the call and to do that, it was pretty cool.
So after this big event that you're taking place, The Last Waltz, the 40th anniversary celebration, what's lined up for Shane in the next couple months? Well, Christmas shows?
I'm playing in Toronto next week. I've been doing a series of concerts once a month, a place called the Dakota Tavern in Toronto.
Okay.
I'm going to do that into 2017.
Right.
I'm working on another EP.
Okay.
I just released an EP called Staying in the Saddle for Rosie in May. I'm going to work on the EP, the next EP that follows that, and that's going to become one album.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on another album for late spring.
Early
summer, yeah.
Where can your fans and new fans find your stuff that maybe they want to purchase your EPs? It's, I guess, on iTunes.
Yeah. You just go on iTunes and you'll see the first... there's a couple of different of Shane Murphys.
Yes, we
a couple of whom that. I like to choke. people are like, there's a bunch of like really chill folk stuff on, and I didn't really sound like you, and I'm like, because it's not me. If you see the first three albums, I think are mine. So Street Money Miracle, Dirty right. Work and the EP Staying in the Saddle for Rosie. So that's right. iTunes, and I got some videos on the YouTube there. And
Really? Okay,
yeah, great. Well, just you can check out most of my stuff on YouTube if you just
want. And that song we played earlier on, Cold Chills, is off your last one.
That's on, so that's available on iTunes as well, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be playing another one.
Yeah, I'm sure you could tweet into K103 and request it.
Yes, you could.
Well,
absolutely. You can go to our website, request it. Phone me. We'll play it. Why don't you play us one more song off the last one?
L'Assomption.
Yeah. The last one. Jake always hits me with the hard questions. You remember Saint-Zotique?
Yeah, I remember. Sorry. I don't want to make it easy. I want to make it interesting.
Oh, you definitely made it interesting.
Staying in the saddle for Rosie, the only girl who ever knows me. My head is heavy, my lights grow dim. She been messing with my best friend Jim. I'm staying in the saddle for Rosie, the only girl who really knows me. My head is heavy, my eyes they ache. A little longer, my back will break. Oh Lord. Staying in the saddle for Rosie, the only one who really knows me. My head is heavy, my hands they ache. A little longer, my back will break. Sitting in the saddle for Rose, the only one who really knows. Rosie says she's coming back, but she took my brand new Cadillac. And it's been hard time since she left me here. Drifting high planes at sea, my dear. I'm staying in the saddle for Rosie. You see, she was the only one who ever really knowed me. I'm in the saddle for Rosie, the only one who really knows me. Rosie says she coming back, but she took my brand new Cadillac, all right. Time since she left me here, I'm drifting high planes at sea, my dear. You know I'm staying in the saddle for Rose. She's the only one who ever really know. I'm in the saddle for Rosie, the only one who really knows. Rosie says she's coming back, but
Shane Murphy, sitting in the saddle for Rosie. That was awesome, Shane. I'd like to thank you for coming by.
Thank you very much.
By the way, if you want to see Shane and the rest of the crew, we're talking about the Last Waltz 40th anniversary celebration happening at the Corona Theater on Friday, November 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Good night to see it. It's not expensive. Check it out. And again, who we're going to have there? Chris Fellin, you said.
Kingsbury, Wooden Sky, great band from Toronto.
Tom Wilson.
Andrew Romolo, great singer-songwriter. Great singer-songwriter from Toronto.
Yeah.
Mac McKenzie, John Jacob Magistri. I know I'm forgetting somebody because I should have memorized the flyer.
Oh, it's all right.
But thank you very much, guys, and we hope all you supporters of live music can come out and check us out November 25th, Corona Theater.
Yeah, and anytime you're free and you bump into Corey, both of you bring your guitar.
Just show up, man.
Okay. I'll make space for you.
Perfect.
I love it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, and when you get your new guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to
debuting
here.
Yeah.
I'll bring the amp in. Yeah,
you
for
bring
sure.
the amp in.
Oh, we can get loud in here.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Ask Mac what he brought in here.
I mean,
he had Marshall amps and drums in here. So,
really?
He brought the whole band, the whole nine yards.
Awesome.
In here. I don't know how we did it, but we pulled it off.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. Well, thank you very much, Shane.
Thanks, guys.